TheRadioAntenna.com.
MediaWeek.com.au. This is Media Week's radio industry podcast, recorded at MCM Studios.
We're inside 6PR at the moment, and we're inside the news director's room right now. It's Rod Tiley, James Manning. You're actually inside the newsroom, mate.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Now, Rod, you look after both 6PR and 96 News.
Yes, James, it's a joint operation, obviously. Both the Fairfax stations here in Perth, we've got an FM in 96, which is pretty much a rock station, and of course the talk station, 6PR. So the way we work it is basically if you're signed on as a 6PR presenter or journo, then the stories you write go to a 6PR queue, but then you sort of, the 96 crew can access that and vice versa. So, very different bulletins, but, the content's just sort of rejigged to suit the audience and the format.
Now, I heard you on air this morning. Now, just for our listeners too, is Brendan and Rod get on pretty well. Now, you guys have worked together in the past, haven't you?
Yeah,
what happened there?
We had this big falling out, and he went to sit.
Mr. T used to be the news director of Stereo in Brisbane and ran a pretty tight ship from the old FM 104 days. And Rod Tiley is his name, but here in Perth, they don't know him as Mr. T. And I understand Gordon Tallis was here the other day referring to
him. It was a secret in Perth, my nickname, which... It sounds like it's an A-team rip-off, and to some extent it is. But when I was young and being a redhead, my fuse was a hell of a lot shorter then than it is now. And my original nickname, which a bloke that in the first radio station I went to, Bill Healy, gave me, was Mr. Temper. And then when he came to Brisbane in 1980, the A-team to join Triple M in Brisbane, then FM 104, the A-team was on, and he shortened it down to Mr. T. But from the Perth angle, Gordon Tallis and Roy Azatazi were in town a few weeks ago to promote the South Sydney Broncos game, which will be played here in Perth next month. And we went to the press conference, and Gordon's looked up and said, "Mr. T, what are you doing here?" And of course, everyone goes, "This is Mr. T."
And the funny thing is, though, on FM 104, you would come in and you'd be reading the news at breakfast time, and it'd be 8 o'clock, Mr. T with the update.
Yeah, because they wouldn't let me be anything else at FM 104. And the kids I coached in football and rowing teams just call me Mr. T, but it didn't quite travel over here. But when I went to 4BC, they never let me be Mr. T either, David McDonald was very, "Let's get the full name on,
Can we talk about your time in Brisbane radio before we come back to Perth? But you were involved at FM 104 during the days when they were rating like 40-odd percent or something, weren't they?
39.6, I think was the best we ever did. But no, I mean, it was an awesome time. It was a well-run radio station, locally owned. God, I'd like to be back in those days.
TheRadioAntenna.com.